is Southside.
And recently, of course, Southside was on location in Scarborough doing a day in the life of Scarborough. And one of the events, or one of the key, not so much attractions, but essential aspects of Scarborough that we didn't quite manage to touch base with and accordingly said we must do a feature with these fine chaps, was indeed the wonderful world of the Scarborough Lifeboat organisation. And we're lucky enough now to be speaking to the deputy head launch person and indeed a visitor officer, John Porter. John, are you indeed there?
I am indeed. Good morning.
Excellent. OK, John, talk to us a little bit about the Scarborough Lifeboat Centre and how, in essence, it's one of those things we hope nobody will ever actually need to use, but at the same time, it's a vital part of what's happening in Scarborough and needs to be there.
Well, this is right. The Scarborough Lifeboat Station is the third oldest lifeboat station in the country. We opened in March 1801, and since that time, our lifeboats, the offshore lifeboat, has launched over 900 times and saved close to 500 people. And we also have an inshore lifeboat, which has launched, again, around 500 times and saved over 100 lives. We are staffed by volunteers. Apart from there is one full-time mechanic, our station mechanic, Dave Horsley, and that is his paid job. But we are available when we are needed.
Yeah, and I mean, just looking at the summer so far, has it been a busy time? Has it been a hectic time? What's the sort of level of call-outs been?
Well, the level of call-outs have been reasonably quiet for us, but for our other stations around the country, it has been exceedingly busy. I mean, our last call-out was the other afternoon, where the inshore lifeboat was tasked to go down to Caton Bay, which is a bay to the south of Scarborough, where an inflatable dinghy was reported being blown out to sea. Fortunately, there was two surfers there who actually went out on their own boards at their own risk and grabbed hold of the inflatable and the occupant and brought them back to shore. Our inshore lifeboat arrived on the scene just after the event, but in any case swept the area just to make sure that there was nobody else in the water. Then liaised with Scarborough Coast Guard, who were on scene, who said, yes, everything is accounted for, and we returned to base.
And is that a fairly standard call-out, or do you literally get all manner of strange activities to launch the whole thing? Because, I mean, clearly, the other point I want to make here is that launching a lifeboat, it's not a cheap exercise, is it?
No, it's not. The general costs of an inshore lifeboat is around the £2,000 mark, but for the offshore one, you're looking at well over £5,000. It isn't because people get paid, it's just the general running costs of the equipment used, depreciation, and all of that expenses which go with a rescue organisation.
Okay.
All of which, go on.
No, I was just going to say, indeed, all of which presumably goes on to necessitate fundraising and a variety of other things as well, presumably.
That's right. All of the money that we operate with is generously donated to us. We have flag days around the country. We have collecting boxes in lots of shops. We have fundraising committees, of which there are all over 2,000 all around the country, and they're all volunteers. I hear you say James Cook in Middlesbrough. So in the Middlesbrough area, there will be branches inland that raise money for us in villages and towns all around the area that work very hard raising the money needed. We need to raise about £337,000 per day. And the majority of that is spent on our rescue work. Very little is spent on administration and fundraising administration. The money is directed to where it's needed, the saving of life.
Indeed. Okay, in the studio, John, we've got a Southside debut person. She's looking to have a career in journalism, so this is going to be our first audio radio interview, etc. Stephanie, questions for John?
So have you ever been there when when you've had to pull a lifeboat out? Like, has it been pretty hectic in the area?
Right. Well, the answer to that is, as deputy head launch, I'm usually on scene with the head launch, or in the absence of the head launch, I'm there on my own with assistance to get the lifeboats out. We're called out by the Coast Guard. We all carry radio pagers.
Yeah.
And those pagers are on our belt. That goes off. The request is made by the Coast Guard for a lifeboat. That is directed to our operations manager. He then authorises the launch. Because as we're a charity and the Coast Guard is part of the government, they can't actually say, you will launch. They ask us. It's tradition. We get a request, launch request, Coast Guard. And we always say yes.
Yeah.
It's courtesy. But if situations are really dire and there is a life risk, the Coast Guard will put an immediate launch and then they ask for the boat afterwards.
Mm. Well, I'm impressed with what you do. It's great. It saves lives and...
Always important, essential.
Always
really,
essential.
What might I say?
If I could just continue a little bit on the actual launch side.
Mm.
Once we've got the call to go, then whatever the lads are doing, and in lots of stations the lasses, because we have many lifeboat ladies as well as lifeboat men, they drop what they're doing, whatever job they are. If they're able to leave it, they leave their jobs and come down to the lifeboat station as quickly but as safely as they can, get the kit on, and the boat is away. We aim to have the inshore lifeboat away within 5 minutes of a call-out and the offshore one away within less than 15 minutes. And that means, for the inshore boat, three people getting down, and the inshore boat is three people down, and the offshore boat, six or seven, plus a tractor driver and launchers, all have to assemble to get the lifeboat away and into the sea.
It's a pretty large operation, almost a militaristic operation, and has to be to work through that. Is there a particular time of the year where it gets busier than others? Because clearly the December, January time, you clearly have a lot of inclement weather that's around there, or does it literally, you can't actually plot any particular highs and low sort of frequencies of when you're most needed?
Not really. Mm. For us, our busiest time for the inshore lifeboat can be in the summer, and for the other lifeboats at the other resorts, then in the summertime, because people are there. There are more people and there are more incidents.
Mm. Okay.
In addition to the lifeboats, we do have as well lifeguards on over 150 beaches, one of which is the South Bay Beach in Scarborough. And they have been very busy. Recently, they saved the life of an 8-year-old girl who was blown out to sea on an inflatable. The lifeguard went out on his board, got her out of the sea, and brought her back to the shore. And these type of stories are echoed all the way around the country, all around the coast, where we have the lifeguards. And the rescues, where people cut off by the tide, people in boats that are broken down, inflatables blown out to sea, and these things, again, all around the coast, our inshore lifeboats are out. We average 25 call-outs per day throughout the year, but on a summer weekend, the numbers of lifeboats called out can be 50, 60, 70, 80. It can be manically busy, particularly if the wind is blowing off the shore and off the sea.
Indeed. Now, John,
we have the inflatable problem.
Precisely. As I say, those inflatables, they can be dangerous in all sorts of ways. We started off by talking about, obviously, the fundraising elements of this. How can people, if they're listening to this online via southsidebroadcasting.com, how can they actually get involved or actually donate to actually support the fantastic job that you're doing at the Scarborough Lifeboat?
Well, the easiest way to actually raise, to help us financially, if you go onto the national website, which is all the W's, rnli.org.uk, and there is a page, there is a little radio button on there saying donate, and you can either make a single donation, you can join the RNLI as a Shoreline member if you wish. Shoreline means that you get a magazine sent from the RNLI every quarter, which gives you information on what we do. If you're a sailor, then we have offshore membership, which again gives the information, but there are also some discounts available on marine items. Or alternatively, you know, a check in the post to the address on there.
Indeed.
If you wanted to support Scarborough particularly, then the we have our own website, which is www.scarboroughlifeboat.org.uk, which is currently having a complete revamp. But the address, the address of the station is on there, and anything that you wish to help us with, or if anybody wishes to organise a fundraising event wherever, if you contact me through that website, there is an email address on there to make contact, and then we can arrange for somebody wherever you are in the country to make contact with you to talk to you about helping us with our work.
Excellent. John, it's been wonderful just getting a flavour of the fantastic work that you actually do today, and certainly next time we're actually in Scarborough, which I think is probably due to be around the November-December time to actually sort of contrast the summer months with the winter months. We will certainly hopefully be able to touch base with you. Two final questions. Have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic chat with us here at Southside Broadcasting today?
Yes, it's been very interesting.
So can the next crucial question be, can we look forward to linking up with you again in the not-too-distant future?
Indeed, you can. If there is any information that you want, then please, you know, don't hesitate to get in touch.
Indeed.
And whatever we can do. Basically, whatever your listeners can do to help us with our rescue work, all we can say to them is four words. And those four words are very important and are very underused by many organisations. And those four words are, thank you very much.